No, my answer to the excuse me, but my answer to that, if you were to ask me, would be is like saying, how can one have love? When the one who gives it has to give it, and therefore the one who wants it has to ask for it. And Baba would say, for that sort of thing, ask. Ask and ask again. There was a, particularly there was a song in Hindi, and the whole tenor, the whole substance of the song was, every other line was ask, ask, again, ask again, ask again. Keep on asking. And it is in the nature of things that you will receive it. Because you ask of the one who has it. Who is that? Whereas instead of asking for that, which you could have even otherwise, that's wasting one's heart. But to ask of the one who can give it, he has given not only a sanction, he has said, because when that song would be sung, Baba would be doing the gestures, ask, ask, ask again. Pirmang, 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 huaja se pirmang. And he said, ask, ask. Mangle musafire mutwa bhi milega. Oh, wayfarer, ask all your desires, whatever you ask for, you will get. Khuda ki kasam hai, khuda bhi milega. I swear by God that even if you ask for God, you will receive. Pirmang, 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 khwaja se pirmang. Ask again, ask again, ask. So now that we have the right address, now that we have the one who has it, knock at his door. Keep knocking. But be fortunate enough to ask for the right thing. Ask for that. Ask for faith. And then once you have it, you never lose it. You carry over even in your next life, on your journey, you carry it over. This is not something that will disappear. Why else would I, as a child, know right from the start, without anyone having to tell me, that my brother happens to be God, that God happens to be my brother, as natural as a child would know, this is orange, this is chocolate, this is my mother, this is my... And he's God. But that is what we have received, you carry over. The real never disappears. The real is not passing. The real is not temporary, like everything else is. So I'm very glad I asked Baba, one of the very few questions I put to Baba was, what I will now tell you. Suddenly the thought came into my mind. Baba was seated in his room. We were seated before him on chairs. He was seated on the bed with his feet on the cushion as usual. I had a book in my hand, a detective story that I would be reading to Baba. But at the time we were just not doing anything. It was that in-between time. And I suddenly thought of those that loved Baba. Perhaps somebody had been allowed to see Baba the day before. I don't remember. But I know the thought came to me, what are these people who have, who love Baba, who long to come and have his darshan, who have found Baba, who have recognized Baba? Well, if they die and they come back in another body, in another dress, continuing on their journey, what will happen? Will they have to search for him all over again? Will they have to seek? Will they find? Will it be a hit or miss? Will it be luck? Will it be... Will it happen as it has happened this time? Or would they have to go through it all over again to find him like they did now? So I asked him, of course, in much shorter sentence, and I said, Baba, the people who love you now, when they come again, will they know you? Or will they have to search for you all over again? And Baba said, and the way Baba said it, I remember it as a very intimate answer, like he's telling me something confidentially, you know, between sister and... So he said, you don't have to search. He said, you pick up from where you have left off. It's always a going forward, never a going backward. So then that always comes to my remembrance with this. Therefore, present, the present is very important. It's very important as to how far we have come from ourselves, how close we have come to Him before we have to change the dress, because that's where you're going to pick up from. So the present is not to be belittled. The present is very important. This body is very important. The opportunities we have are very important. Because the closer we get to Baba, well, we're going to pick up from there. Therefore, when what we have had, we must have longed for so much in past lives. How much I must have wanted, so that even just when you're born, you knew. I'm sure I knew from the cradle.